Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, ability to affect the interior part of the pocket. From a pass rush standpoint, I think 12 sacks a couple years ago under the tutelage. I'm not saying it was White Cotton that did it because Quinnen did it, but, you know, around A-Dub and very disruptive. I mean, for us, you know, there's certain calls you make. You know, you're aware when he's in the game because he's just so disruptive. So we had alerting calls when he was out of the game. We had to set protections based on him. And, you know, you guys see it. You see the talent.
So that's Brian Schottenheimer, head coach of Dallas Cowboys, talking about his newest player, Quinnen Williams. The Cowboys give up a 1 in 27 and a 2 next draft to get Quinnen Williams. And I'm still coming to terms with the fact the Cowboys, who coming off a horrible loss at home to Arizona, make this huge buy trade. They also acquired Logan Wilson from the Bengals. So what do you think, as you've had a little time to think about it, how much better are the Cowboys defensively?
I mean, they've kind of traded, Micah Parsons for Quinnen Williams and a swap of picks.
And Kenny Clark.
Look, Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark is a pretty formidable duo inside.
Yes.
And these guys had no defensive tackles. And our buddy Bobby DePaul would always say that's where you start with. And that's even more important with edge. And I do agree with that. Now, can they get Quinnen Williams back to the level he was at a couple years ago and keep him there? That's going to be a big question, and I don't think Matt Eberflus is the guy to do that, and I don't think Matt Eberflus is going to be back as their defensive coordinator next year, even if Brian Schottenheimer is still the head coach. Look, I get it. Like, their defense is god-awful. You can run on them all day. You can throw on them all day, and you need somebody to collapse the pocket, and like, Williams is a hell of a football player, so is it going to help them go further this year than where they were going to go? No, they're not making the playoffs without him. They're not making the playoffs with him. Is it a fundamental building block for years to come? Yeah, how can you buy their football operations staff? You just can't.
You can't. And Jason, something that you've said a lot in regards to the Ravens sitting at 3-5 is, hey, you're going to have to outbid all of these teams in the running. And that's what Jerry did.
That's what he did.
Doing it at 3-5-1. And I just don't think it makes a heck of a lot of sense, considering that first round pick is going to be pretty premium.
I want to go back to something you said about Schottenheimer. Jerry doesn't fire coaches quickly, usually. He even gave Dave Campo 3 years.
Oh, no, I don't think he's firing this guy. And the offense has been prolific for the most part. Now, again, they haven't faced a lot of great defenses, but they put up 40 on Green Bay, and that's no joke. So, and they did it with some injuries and et cetera. So, yeah, I think Schottenheimer will be fine. I think they're going to have a hell of a time selling Eberflus as the guy, and they frankly had a hell of a time finding defensive coordinator. I mean, Dan Quinn got a whole lot of kudos there. I don't think he was running anything super special. Parsons was really disruptive. They gave up a lot of yards and they gave up a lot of points, but the offense was scoring a crazy amount of points. And they, you know, Diggs would get his turnovers. Parsons would get his sacks. Everybody would sell a lot of jerseys and, you know, it helped Dan Quinn get a job. But I think they have not had an elite defensive coordinator in his prime for a long time. They bring Zimmer back. He's past his sell date. Like, I'd be interested to see who that hire is and what they do. And I get what they're doing. I just don't feel like they're really pushing forward. I feel like they're still hanging out in the same sort of periphery that they've been on. You swapped out an elite edge for, you know, an elite D tackle. Like, I'm not saying that's crazy talk, but hey, just they're not drafting well enough.
No.
And it's at the end of the day, it's Jerry's show and he wants to have fun, and he wants to make money, and he wants to do it his way.
And he wants to be in the headlines.
Yeah,
he does love that.
So that making this move, you have a Baltimore radio station talking about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys.
Well, look, his team was getting embarrassed by Carolina at home despite being favorites. And instead of everybody calling out them for this abomination, they're trying to figure out who the mystery trade is. Like he plays people. He knows what he's doing. It's always about marketing. It's about the reality show. It's not about the reality of their very flawed football product.
And by the way, speaking of the drafting, quietly, Mazi Smith was included in that trade, and he's a former first round pick who has not worked out for them, Jason. Like, so, you know.
No, he's been really bad. But you know, change of scenery, who knows? It's a big
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Big body.
Howie Roseman made a few trades. I think Michael Carter, the corner, he got Jair Alexander from the Ravens, and he got Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins, and he talks about not being scared to make trades.
You know, I feel like when there's opportunities to be aggressive for the right players, we're not going to sit on our hands. You know, I don't think that you have great success without taking great risks at times. They got to make sense in terms of the risks that you're taking. And so, we can't be afraid to fail. I think for a lot of times, for you to get to the top, that you got to be willing to take chances that may look controversial at times. And so if there was an opportunity to do that with that, we thought gave us also an opportunity to be the last team standing, put confetti on our head. We're going to go aggressive in that direction. You know, I feel like that's the right way to operate our team. And that doesn't come without mistakes. I understand that. But, I won't live with regret. You know, I won't live with regret in the way that we operate around here. And so, if we feel passionate about something, if we think the value's right, we're not going to be afraid to pull the trigger.
Should also be noted that Brandon Graham came out of retirement. He's back, and they opened, I think, the practice window for Nolan Smith.
Yes.
So they've got three new guys.
Healthier up front.
Yes. So
coming off the bye, Carter should be back. Look, that's a team that's really going. Like,
and he's not. That's not lip service because he shows it every year.
They go for it. The owner is committed. You don't hear them whining about the same salary cap that everybody has year after year. You don't hear them setting the tone for offseason saying, well, we really just want to play on the margins. And if we hit on all these comp picks, nah, man, they actually go for it. They put their money where their mouth is. And like they draft well. At the top of drafts, they draft well in the middle of drafts, and they're not afraid to part with picks and those precious chances to really get bang for your buck. They're not afraid to do that to get proven commodities, and that's a team that built an absolute destructive D-line and a few guys left in the offseason, and they've been dead set. As soon as you could tell early in the year that what they had wasn't going to be enough, especially with some injuries, everybody in the league knew how he's getting a pass rusher. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of when and how. And, well, he got a pretty damn good one, and he was able to fortify some other areas as well.
And you just have to respect the fact that that's every year with those guys. Like, they're going for it every single year, and this isn't
but
an organization.
Not many owners are.
No, I know. And this isn't an organization that's complacent, saying, hey, we just won a Super Bowl. No, they're trying to go back-to-back. They're trying to do what they can to give them the best shot at going back-to-back.
So let's look at this from the Jets' part of this. So they have five first-round picks in the next 2 years, but I'm old enough to remember in 2022, they had three ones, and one of those guys they took, Sauce Gardner, is now a Colt, and there were rumors that Jermaine Johnson, one of the other guys, may have been on the block, and Garrett Wilson, we'll see, they just extended him. I guess the question is, do you trust them with all this draft capital? Do they deserve the fans' trust with all this draft capital?
Miami?
The Jets.
The Jets. No, neither one of those deserve it. I mean, no. Woody finally found a real GM. I don't know. Woody Johnson hired this guy. It immediately gives me pause. Like, and frankly, people who have other options don't work for the Jets. So, dude, they just had a draft 3 years ago.
That's what I said. Yeah, like, they have three first-round picks.
I mean, and their culture is so warped, and their inability, Woody is so warped, and the way he talks about players behind their backs and to the media is so warped, and their inability to have sort of an infrastructure or ever find and develop a quarterback, even when you hit on players, they want out and the coaches want out and everybody's gone every 2 or 3 years. No, you can't give. How can you get the benefit of the doubt based on what? No.
They're a dumpster fire. They're perpetually rebuilding, but it all goes back to the quarterback. They haven't had a franchise guy in how long?
And what, they drafted Zach Wilson? That was a bust. They drafted Sam Darnold, who now looks good, but that was a bust. So
in Miami, we don't even know who's going to be making those picks.
Maybe they keep
Champ Kelly as the inner. I don't know, but like, you know, they're replenishing, but I don't buy them or that owner either.
Coming up next, we have our first college football playoff rankings. They came out yesterday. We'll get Tim Murray from VSiN's thoughts on that and his best bets in the world of college football next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.